Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. An executive order signed by Governor Tim Walz creates a governor's council to document the impact of Operation Metro Surge on Minnesota. He says the council will create a public record and collect the testimony of Minnesotans so it's never lost.
Donald Trump is not going to write the history of what happened on Metro Surge. The people of Minnesota are going to tell that story. And it's really important because everything that we do is foundationally based on the truth.
The council will have 15 members and partner with the Advocates for Human Rights to collect stories and hold public meetings. A federal appeals court is backing the Trump administration's immigrant detention policies. The 2-1 ruling by the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals determined that ICE can detain people in deportation proceedings without a bond hearing. This ruling will apply to Minnesota's federal courts, where hundreds of immigrants have challenged their detentions. Minnesota judges have mostly ruled in favor of the petitioners, finding them eligible for bond hearings. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi called the ruling a massive court victory. The navigation season is officially underway on Lake Superior. Jason Roan of the Duluth Seaway Port Authority says the Mesabi Miner was the first vessel to move to a loading dock and then the first departure.
That was the Honorable James L. Oberstar, which departed Monday afternoon in ballast, which means without cargo, to load iron ore in Marquette, Michigan. And then the Mesabi Miner followed the Oberstar out by about 5 hours later.
Roan says ships from around the Great Lakes will soon be arriving in the Twin Ports after the Sioux Locks opened on Wednesday. And the Minnesota Wild continue their 3-game road trip tonight against the Panthers in South Florida. The Minnesota Timberwolves scored 15 straight points at the end of overtime to beat the Houston Rockets 110-108 last night at Target Center. The Wolves blew an 11-point lead with just under 4 minutes remaining in regulation, and the Rockets started overtime on a 13-0 run.
You know, we've had some tough losses where the Phoenix one sticks out, you know, so this is a good get back for that. But I thought we played outstanding throughout the game and, you know, deserved to win this game, so keep plugging away. You know, we got the right result.
Wolves coach Chris Finch. Jaden McDaniels led Minnesota with 25 points and Julius Randle scored 24. And the Minnesota Twins open the regular season this afternoon in Baltimore. New manager Derek Shelton is making his debut. The Twins send Joe Ryan to the mound against the O's. The Twins play 3 in Baltimore and 3 in Kansas City before the home opener next Friday. This is MNN.